Now, I must explain to you in greater detail in what order this sacred Roscoarno occurred to these first Tatarda cosmoses, and how it occurs now to the three-brained beings. At first, the second being body, or Kesjan body, and the third being body separate themselves from the fundamental planetary body, and leaving it behind on the planet, rise together to the sphere that is the place of concentration of those cosmic substances from which the Kesjan body of a being is formed. And only at the end of a certain time does the principal and final sacred Roscoarno occur to this two-natured arising, after which the highest being part becomes an independent individual with his own individual reason. Formerly, that is, prior to the Chutbaglatanical period, it was only after the second process of the sacred Roscoarno that this sacred cosmic actualization became worthy of being united with the presence of our Most Holy Son Absolute, or went to other cosmic concentrations where such independent holy individuals were needed. And if, at the approach of the final process of the sacred Roscoarno, these cosmic arisings had not yet attained the required gradation of the sacred scale of reason, these highest being parts had to exist in that sphere until they had perfected their reason to the required gradation. Here I cannot pass over in silence the objective terror of the already formed highest being parts, who, owing to all the results unforeseen from above in new cosmic processes, have not yet perfected themselves to the necessary gradation of reason. The point is that in accordance with various second-order cosmic laws, the Kesjan being body cannot exist long in this sphere, and at the end of a certain time must decompose, even if the highest being part existing within it has not, by that time, attained the requisite degree of reason. As long as this highest being part has not perfected his reason to the requisite degree, he must always be dependent upon some Kesjanian arising or other, so that immediately after the second sacred Roscoarno, every still unperfected highest being body enters a state called Chegkindl, or searching for a similar two-natured arising corresponding to itself, in the hope that as soon as the highest part of another two-natured arising perfects himself to the required degree of reason and undergoes the final process of the sacred Roscoarno, and before the rapid disintegration of his Kesjan body is clearly sensed, this first highest being body might instantly enter that other Kesjan body and continue to exist in it for his further perfecting, a perfecting which, sooner or later, must inevitably be accomplished by every arisen highest being body. And that is why, in that sphere to which the higher being parts rise after the first sacred Roscoarno, that process takes place called the Okapakhalvian substitution of the external part of the soul, or substitution of a new Kesjan body for the old one. Here, it might as well be mentioned that your favorites also have a representation somewhat similar to the Opik-Halevnian substitution. They have invented very clever names for it: metempsychosis, or reincarnation. And in the last century have even created around this question a branch of their famous science, which gradually became, and still is, one of those minor maleficent factors which, in their totality, are making their reason, already strange enough without this, always more and more shurum urumian, as our dear Mullah Nasruddin would say. According to the fantastic theories of this branch of their science, now called spiritualism, they assume, among other things, that each of them already has a highest being part, or as they call it, a soul, and that this soul is constantly undergoing reincarnation, something on the order of this Oki Pakhalvanian substitution of which I just spoke. Of course, if these unfortunates were to take into consideration that according to the second order cosmic law called Tanikdoa, or law of gravity, this being part, in rare cases when it does appear in them, rises from the surface of their planet immediately after the first Rascuano, or as they express it, after the death of the being, they would perhaps understand that the explanations and proofs given by this branch of their science for all sorts of phenomena supposedly produced among them by these fantastic souls of theirs are merely the fruits of their idle fancy, and that they would then realize that everything else proved by this science is nothing but Mulla Nasruddin's twaddle. Now, let me tell you about the two lower being bodies, namely the planetary body and the Kesjan body. After the first sacred Rascuano, the planetary body of a being, which is formed of microcosmoses, that is, of crystallizations transformed by the planet itself, gradually decomposes according to a certain second-order cosmic law called Retorno Toltur, and disintegrates on that planet into the primordial substances from which it arose. The second being body, the Kesjan body, being formed of radiations of other concentrations of triticosmoses and of the sun itself of the given solar system, rises to the corresponding sphere I was speaking about. And after the second process of the sacred Rascuano also gradually decomposes, and the crystallizations of which it consists return in various ways to the sphere of their own primordial arising. But the highest being body, formed of crystallizations issuing directly from the sacred Theomert Melogos, can never decompose within the limits of the solar system where the being has arisen and existed. And this highest part must exist in the given solar system until the required degree of reason has been attained. Just that reason which confers on these cosmic formations of this order Irankepek, that is, the power of these most sacred substances to exist independently of Kesjan arisings and not be subject to what are called painful influences from any external cosmic factors whatever. And so, my boy, in the beginning, as I have already told you, after these cosmic arisings had perfected their reason to the necessary gradation of the sacred scale of reason, they were taken on to the Sun Absolute, there to fulfill the roles predestined for them by our Creator, Endlessness. You should know that as regards the specific degrees of individuality, at the very beginning, our cherubim and seraphim established that sacred determinator of reason, which still exists and which measures the gradations of reason, or more exactly, the totality of self-awareness of all cosmic concentrations, large and small, and also determines the degree of justification of the sense and aim of their existence, as well as the further role of each separate individual in relation to everything existing in our great megalocosmos. This sacred determinator of pure reason is simply a standard of scale represented by a line divided into equal parts. One end of this scale marks the total absence of any reason, that is, absolute firm calm, and the other end indicates absolute reason, that is, the reason of our incomparable Creator, Endlessness. Here, I think you might as well be told about the sources of various kinds in the common presence of all three brain beings for the manifestation of being reason. in every three-brain being, irrespective of the place of his arising and the form of his exterior coating, data can be crystallized for three independent kinds of being mentation, whose results, as a whole, express the degree of reason proper to him. Data for these three kinds of being reason are crystallized in the presence of every three-brain being to the extent that they are coded and perfected in him by means of being part called duty, the corresponding higher being parts that should compose his common presence as a whole. The first and highest kind of being reason is the pure or objective reason proper only to the presence of the highest being body or to the common presence of those three brain beings in whom this highest part has already arisen and perfected itself, and then only if it has become the initiating center of gravity of the individual functioning of the whole presence of the being. The second kind of being reason, which is named Okiartikosa, can appear in the presence of those three brain beings in whom the second being body or Kesjen body is already completely coded and functions independently. As regards the third kind of being reason, this is nothing but the automatic functioning proceeding in the common presence of all beings in general, and also in the presence of all surplanetary formations, thanks to repeated shocks coming from outside, which evoke habitual reactions from data crystallized in them corresponding to previous accidentally perceived impressions. Now, my boy, before going into a more detailed explanation of how the higher parts were coded and perfected in the common presence of the first Tatarta cosmoses, and also of those who were afterward named beings, I must give you some information about the fact that we beings who arose on the planet Caritas, as well as those who have risen on your planet Earth, are no longer polomedaritic, or as is still said, monencephalitic, as were the first beings who were transformed directly from the Tatarta cosmoses, owing to which the completing process of the sacred Heptaparaparshanakh does not take place through us, or through your favorites, exactly as it did in them, but we are Keschap-Martinian beings, that is, almost half beings. We are such Keschap-Martinian beings because the last fundamental stop-hinder of the sacred Heptaparaparshanakh, which almost all the beings of the megalocosmos now call the sacred Ashago-Protokhari, is not situated in the center of the planets upon which we have arisen, as in general is the case for most of the planets of our great megalocosmos, but is in the center of their satellites, which for our planet Caritas is the little planet of our solar system called Procpiuk, and for the planet Earth, its former fragment, now called the Moon and Anulios. Thanks to this, the completing process of the sacred Heptaparaparshanakh for the continuation of the species is carried out not through one being, as with Tatarta cosmoses, but through two beings of different sexes, called by us Activus and Passivus, and on the planet Earth, man and woman. I might say here that there even exists in our great megalocosmos a planet on which this sacred law of Heptaparaparshanakh carries out its completing process for the continuation of the species of the three-brain beings through three independent individuals. You might as well be acquainted somewhat in detail with this uncommon planet, which is called Modicthio, and belongs to the system of the protocosmos. Beings arising on this planet are three-brained, like all those on the other planets of our great megalocosmos, and in their outer appearance are very similar to us. At the same time, They are and are considered by all others the most ideal and perfect of the innumerable forms of exterior coatings of three brain beings of our great universe. And all are now existing angels, archangels, and most of the sacred individuals nearest to our common Father Endlessness receive their arising upon this marvelous planet. The transformation through them of the cosmic substances required for the common cosmic Trogo Auto Egocrat, according to the sacred law of Heptapariparshanakh, proceeds on the same principles on which it does in our common presence, and in the presence of your favorites breeding on the planet Earth. It is solely for the continuation of their species that this sacred law carries out its completing process through three kinds of beings, and that is why such three-brained beings are called Triac-Omian, just as among us, separate beings of different sexes are called Activus and Passivus, and on your planet, man and woman. So, on the planet Modictio, the beings of the different sexes are called Martna, Spirnia, and Okina. And although externally they're all alike, their inner structures are entirely different. The process of the continuation of their species takes place among them in the following manner. All three beings of different sexes celebrate the sacred El Nocarno, or as your favorites say, conception, simultaneously through a special action. And with this sacred conception, they exist apart from one another for a certain period entirely independently, but each of them with very definite intentional perceptions and conscious manifestations. And when the time draws closer for the results of these conceptions to become manifest, or as they say on the earth, when the moment of birth approaches, all three of these uncommon beings feel an Acloatistian longing for one another, or, as your favorites would call it, a psycho-organic attraction. And the nearer the moment for this being manifestation or birth approaches, the more closely they press together and ultimately almost grow on to one another. And thereupon, at one and the same time, they actualize, in a certain way, the results of these conceptions of theirs. Well then, during this process, all three conceptions suddenly merge into one, and thus there appears in our megalocosmos a new three-brained being having this uncommon structure. And three-centered beings of this kind are indeed ideal in our megalocosmos because at their very arising, they already have all three being bodies. And this is so because each of the producers of such a being, namely Martna, Spirna, and Okina, separately conceives the arising of one of the three being bodies, and owing to a special corresponding being existence, aids the sacred Heptapariparshanakh to form the given being body to perfection, and at the moment of its birth, to merge it with the other bodies. Take note, by the way, my boy, that the three-brain beings arising on that incomparable and marvelous planet have no need, unlike those on the ordinary planets of our megalocosmos, to coat their higher being body with the help of those factors designed by our Creator as a means of perfecting themselves, factors we now call conscious labors and intentional sufferings.